Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber Radio Studios, located in the lower level of our building, which is located in the heart of downtown Sioux City at 101 Pierce Street. On behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker, we'd like to thank our program sponsor, Chris Bogenrief of NAI United. Folks, really excited about our guest today. We have a first-time guest who represents the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition. Mr. Zane Franciscato is the Central Outreach Manager for this national organization. Incredibly impressive organization focused on U.S. global leadership, international relations. Their list of board members represents some of the most powerful and respected elected officials on both the left and right. Truly a bipartisan organization dedicated and focused on the best long-term interests of the United States and the important leadership role that we play in global affairs. Zane, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you for having me on this morning, Chris, and that's one heck of an introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, we're just beginning the introduction because we're going to spend a good share of the program getting to know you better, talking about your background and how it led to this central outreach role with this important United States organization. And then we're also going to talk specifically about the organization, the goals and the objectives of the organization, the mission and vision of the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, because as I said in my opening remarks, it's an incredibly impressive array of former military officials, elected officials, public servants at the highest levels of our nation's government, from the CIA to the Department of State to the White House to both the House and the Senate. Really an impressive collection, again, of bipartisan individuals. And when I say bipartisan, I don't mean independent in the middle. We're talking about people from the far left and the far right. And there are some people in the middle as well, but you have the top leaders from both political parties supporting this organization and lending their names and their life's work to the important role that that you guys have. And as I said, we'll talk about that extensively, but as we do each Saturday morning, Zane, we want to give our listening audience the opportunity to get to know our guest, and generally we begin with a question about where you grew up.
Yes, of course. Well, Chris, I actually was born in western Nebraska, a small community called Big Springs. It's a village. The biggest thing there is a truck stop and a grain elevator. My dad got a job opportunity in southern Colorado, so when I was three, we moved to Alamosa, Colorado, which is just about an hour north of Albuquerque, New Mexico, in the beautiful San Luis Valley. Grew up there, went to high school, played sports, was a football player,
yeah,
wrestled.
Okay, now you just won me over. So anytime I get a chance to talk about cauliflower ear and being a wrestler, but you have the size of a football player. You're a big guy. I'm going to guess you're an offensive and defensive lineman.
Yep, nose guard and left tackle.
Okay.
Yep, and then I was in the Boy Scouts as well. I'm an Eagle Scout. Did a lot of camping, hiking, skiing, snow camping. You know, you name it, growing up in southern Colorado as a Boy Scout, we did it.
And it's the great outdoors, absolutely.
Exactly.
What a wonderful place to grow up and call home. And I'm not going to let you get away with sports this quickly. How'd you guys do in football, and where did you wrestle? What weight, and how did you do in wrestling?
Yep, so I was a heavyweight. And full disclosure, I only wrestled 1 year in high school.
You're in the club.
But I played football throughout my high school career. We played 8-man football. We started out as 11-man my freshman year. I was a starter, played a lot of time.
Both ways, probably.
Yep. And then when we switched down to 8-man, the sport sped up, right? It's a lot faster play than 11-man football. And, we had to adapt. And good thing I was a bigger guy. I helped plug the middle, so it did a lot of defense, offense. We were a pretty good football team. We never went to state any of my years in high school, but it was a very core development.
Athletics are so important to the educational development of young people, and I'm a big advocate and understand how important team sports are. Learning to win with grace and lose with dignity, because that's the rest of our lives. and so, so important. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSEJ 1360 AM 94.9 FM, where our guest this morning is Zane Franciscato, who serves as the Central Outreach Manager for the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition. They have a big event coming up later this month. We're going to talk about that in the second half of the program. We're still getting to know Zane a little bit. And Zane, what came after high school for you?
So after high school, I attended Concordia University, Nebraska in Seward, Nebraska. Studied history and criminal justice and minored in philosophy. Really loved studying history. It turns out I studied a lot of international history. My favorite class in college was modern African history, where we just did a deep dive on kind of key developments on the African continent. Fell in love with that class. And then after my college experience, graduated a little early, so I had some time to kill. So I figured the best way to get my start was being an intern in Washington, D.C., interned for U.S. Congressman Jeff Fortenberry from Nebraska, and then I was at the State Department in the Bureau of Legislative Affairs doing work on nominations for ambassadorships and various other positions in the State Department. Really awesome experiences, well-rounded. Lived 8 months as an unpaid intern in Washington, D.C., which is as bad as it sounds. So I had roommates, you know, seven roommates in both places I lived, and but it was a very awesome experience, and I loved it to death. Would recommend anyone interested in politics interning out there. It's a great thing, and they're paid internships now.
So I am I'm quite a few years older than you, and I interned. All right, full disclosure, listeners, I interned for Congressman Fred Grandy of Iowa, who is better known for his role as an actor playing Gopher on the Love Boat. And that was 1986. So I go back a few years, but I did my time on Capitol Hill, and it was a great learning experience.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And it's just a great, I mean, you know, regardless of what's going on the internet, you know, the national stage with what you see on the news, it is an amazing experience. Just being in a city filled with history, you know, there's always something to do. I never, in the 8 months I was there, I was never bored, you know, one day. So yeah. Something the other day.
I wasn't there 8 months. I just did a summer internship. It was a fascinating summer, however, because it was the summer that Iran-Contra broke with Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North.
Gosh.
And it was also the summer that Ronald Reagan had nominated Judge Robert Bork to the United States Supreme Court. Bork eventually got voted down by a Joe Biden-led Senate judiciary, which was is fascinating politics at the time. I remember the humidity, Zane. That's what I remember the most.
Yeah, that sticks with you literally.
Yes, that's exactly right. So what came after your time on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C.?
Yep, so after Washington, D.C., I went to law school in Boise, Idaho at Concordia University School of Law. It's no longer around, but after my first year, I decided that I wanted to try something else and didn't necessarily want to use my law degree. So,
you know, I told you, once you do the first year, you've got the hard part done.
Right.
Right? You got torts and contracts and Civ Pro and all that's the heavy lift. It was all downhill from there.
Yeah, it was. And but again, at the end of the day, it's just I had reevaluated, you know,
well, good
kind of
for
direction
you.
I wanted
Absolutely.
To go.
So what was next?
So after that, Congressman Fortenberry offered me a position in Lincoln, Nebraska. I was a district representative doing casework and outreach work for the congressman. Was there for a pretty short amount of time, but in that short time, I did a lot of casework with U.S. Postal issues, the IRS, you know, Immigration and Customs Services, so all the easy, non-controversial things in Hill offices. And then worked for a local chamber of commerce for 2 years.
Now you're in my wheelhouse.
Yep. Started 3 weeks before the COVID pandemic shut everything down, and it was kind of a rough start to a new career, but I loved every second of it. Worked for a chamber of commerce in Seward, Nebraska, which is where I currently live.
Sure. Okay. And from there was an opportunity with the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition. How did they catch your eye?
Yep. So I had a friend who worked for him. This friend knew I had interest in international affairs and was involved in government. And he said, Zane, I think you should look into USGLC. You should send in an application for their central outreach manager position. The best part is you can work for a DC group and live in the Midwest. And that really caught my attention. And so I applied and was very fortunate to be selected. And I have to say, my teammates at USGLC are some of the best in the business. It's a privileged working for him every day. And you talk about bright minds in Washington, D.C., and just very thankful that I work among those bright minds.
And how long have you been with them now?
So I started in December 2021, so a little over a year and a half now.
You're listening to Grow Siouxland, where our guest today serves as the Central Outreach Manager for the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, abbreviated as USGLC. His name is Sane Franciscato, originally from Seward, Nebraska, grew up in Colorado, back in Seward now, and representing several Midwestern states for USGLC. In the second half of the program, we're going to visit extensively about the USGLC's role in international affairs and international relations as a U.S. policy think tank and firm, if you will. We're also going to talk about an important event that they have coming up with United States Senator Joni Ernst later in the month of June. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Manson, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Hopefully you're enjoying a beautiful June start to your summer. My guest today is a first-time guest representing the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, a very influential organization in international affairs and foreign policy for the United States. The Central Outreach Manager out of Seward, Nebraska for this organization is Zane Franciscato. And Zane, this is really interesting. You have a background in international affairs. You have background in politics on Capitol Hill. You've been with this organization for a couple of years now. For those who are not familiar with USGLC, how do you best summarize who you are and what you stand for?
Of course. Thank you, Chris. And just summarize, the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, we're a broad-based influential network of 500 businesses, non-government organizations, national security and foreign policy experts, businesses, faith-based, academic, military, and community leaders in all 50 states who support strategic investments to elevate development and diplomacy alongside defense to build a better, safer world. So that's our byline. You know, we believe that the U.S. international affairs budget, which is our organization's kind of sole focus, is vitally important to supporting trade, international development, and diplomatic, you know, programming across the world. You know, who we are, like I said, we're active in all 50 states. We have advisory networks in 32 of those, which are local leaders like yourself who help us, you know, network, grow, and make the case why supporting international affairs or American-led international development and diplomacy programming is important for communities like Sioux City. You know, across Iowa, $15.8 billion in goods are exported annually. 379,000 jobs are directly supported by international trade. 82% of those are related to small businesses in some way, shape, or form. So it's important. And what many folks don't understand is that America's entire diplomatic programming is supported by 1% of the U.S. federal budget, which currently stands at $70 billion. And it's made up of discretionary spending, which, you know, makes it a target for, you know, when we talk about budget talks and everything, makes it a pretty big target. But at the end of the day, 1% of the overall federal budget goes to supporting, you know, again, these vital tools for trade and development abroad.
Yeah, and I think we all recognize that the globe is shrinking with advanced transportation and communication. Mm-hmm. And so international affairs, international relations takes on an ever-increasing role of importance. There's no doubt about that. And when I look at the names of the people associated with this organization, and I'm going to talk about two people, very prominent people who are no longer with us, because I think that the two of them best illustrate the level of support that you enjoy from both sides of the aisle. Representing the left is former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, who, as I said, is no longer with us, but everyone knows who Madeleine Albright was, what her role was in our federal government, the leadership responsibility she had at the State Department. Additionally, former General Colin Powell, who also led the State Department. So you have one of the most prominent leaders from a Democratic administration, one of the most prominent leaders from a Republican administration, respected on both sides of the political aisle, but they're the type of leaders that USGLC has advocating for your organization.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I mean, you bring the example, you know, our leadership more locally too. At our state level here in Iowa, we have Senator Tom Harkin as one of our co-chairs for the state,
and former Senator Tom Harkin. But yes, we all know who Senator Harkin is.
Yep. And then on the other side, we have Ambassador Terry Branstad, long-serving governor, known man who needs no introduction. But we have two of those great minds, both from different parties, representing again this group that advocates for U.S. international affairs.
Well, and what's interesting is that you have very senior leaders representing the highest levels of our federal government, but then you have very senior leaders at the highest levels of state government as well. And then you drill down and Mayor Bob Scott of Sioux City is involved, and Representative J.D. Scholten, who's a freshman legislator from Sioux City, serving at the state legislature in Des Moines. So this truly is, and I say this as sincerely and genuinely as I can, as our executive vice president, Barbara Sloniker, and I were meeting with you some time ago, Zane, the list of people on both sides of the political spectrum at the national, state, and local level was truly astounding.
Thank you. And that's just a testament of hard work. I mean, I have been with USGLC for a year and a half. I believe we've been in Iowa since 2014. That's kind of when we started our outreach here in Iowa. But that's just a testament to, one, the credibility of the organization, and two, the importance of the mission. You talk about U.S. international affairs. Again, it's not a very kitchen table topic, right? It is, you know, it is in a very small sense, but having these leaders at the table, having these issues, lend their name in support of international development diplomacy, it just really makes that splash, if you will. It draws attention to the issue, especially with our congressional delegation. They look at our list and they go, oh, you know, Ambassador Branstad, he believes in this organization. He believes in the mission. I should probably pay attention when, you know, they reach out. At least that's how we like things to work sometimes. It doesn't work all the time. But here in Iowa, we were very lucky, you know, from our organization's perspective, to engage with the Iowa delegation. They've been great to work with, and the people of Iowa have just been so great to work with as well.
Well, let's talk about senior level leaders in our federal government who are currently engaged with your organization. United States Senator Joni Ernst is going to keynote a USGLC event at the Stony Creek Hotel coming up. Tell us about time, date, and details.
Yep. So on June 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central Time, we will be hosting our third annual Heartland Summit at the Stony Creek Hotel, which is a premier gathering of leaders from across the region, coming together to learn about how strategic investments in agriculture and global development are creating jobs at home and abroad, help feeding the hungry, and keeping Americans safe. And so it's going to be a conference, a half-day conference, and it's actually going to be at two locations. So we're hosting it here in Sioux City, Iowa, and then we'll be doing a second location in Detroit, Michigan. Both locations are going to be interacting with one another virtually.
And so at the same time, simultaneously, yep, Sioux City and Detroit, Michigan will be communicating. Do you know who's keynoting the Michigan event at this time?
I do, but off the top of my head, I cannot recall the name, so I apologize.
Senior level leader, presumably.
Member of Congress.
And so United States Senator Joni Ernst, who most of us know, is a veteran of the armed forces, the first female combat veteran to be elected to the United States Senate. I think Senator Ernst continues to engage with the armed forces. Her daughter, Libby, is a recent graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point. And so to have her in Sioux City advocating for USGLC, your policies and priorities, is something that's very important. And if people want to learn more or participate in this event, Zane, what do they need to know?
Yep. So if you're interested in learning more about this opportunity, please send me an email. My email is zfranciscato@usglc.org. That's zfranciscato@usglc.org.
And the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce will, of course, have information on this as well. And so if Zane's email is a little bit too much for you on this early Saturday morning, feel free to call the chamber at 712-255-7903. We'll be happy to share the information. We're also happy to pass along Zane's contact information. Again, they will be hosting the Heartland Summit. USGLC will be hosting the Heartland Summit at the Stony Creek Hotel on June 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is a half-day conference basically focusing on international policy, international affairs, international relations.
Yep, and really the main focus being in Iowa, since Iowa is such an ag-heavy state, we're going to be talking a lot on food security and Iowa's role in helping feed the world. So,
and is there a cost associated with participating?
Nope, it is a free conference. All we ask is that you register RSVP through us, and we'll send you the details, but it is a free conference.
And Zane, is there a certain profile that you're looking for to participate in the conference? I know that you said it's foreign policy. This one's going to be ag-based. Is there a profile of a business executive or a citizen or a community person that you're looking for, or is it open and everyone's welcome?
So we're really looking for folks involved or interested in international affairs, helping push this conversation forward. Farmers, we're looking for folks in the ag industry to join us as well. But really, you think grasstops leaders, grassroots leaders, folks who would help us in this conversation and keeping it going.
Well, Zane, thank you so much for being our guest. I can't believe how quickly a half-hour program passes. Once again, folks, June 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., the USGLC Heartland Summit at Stony Creek Hotel, half-day conference sponsored by the U.S. Global Leadership Coalition, keynoted by United States Senator Joni Ernst. Zane, thanks so much for spending part of your Saturday with us, and we wish you much success in your role and with this conference.
Of course. Thank you, Chris.
We'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday morning. Go out and make it a great weekend.